You have your holy book. I'm going to turn to Matthew chapter number 11. Matthew chapter 11, we appreciate the Lord God. Matthew chapter number 11, if you want to stand on and reading to God's Word. Matthew chapter 11 and verse number 28. The Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I want to preach tonight, and I'll try not to be too long. I know we was pretty lengthy this morning, but we've got, boy, God just a blessing, and I appreciate Him. I'd like to preach tonight, and appreciate the Lord, and I'd like to preach tonight on three great words. Three great words that we begin here in the text tonight. And the word is "come unto me." The first word that we want to look at is that word "come." Amen. We're going to look at three words this evening in just a few minutes in your hearing, if God will bear help. We're going to look at the word "come," and we're going to look at the word "become," and we're going to look at the word "overcome." Amen. So if we just look at what God's saying, the Lord's speaking in our hearts, and He says, "Come unto me." The Lord is He's not so much as suggesting that, He's commanding that. He said, "Come unto me, you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I don't know about you, but if you ever thought about this, this is actually a promise being fulfilled from the Old Testament of Lord Jesus Christ, where the Bible said that seed of David would come, praise God, He had offered Himself, that if we would come to Him, that He would give us that rest. If you go back over in Isaiah, chapter number 11, verse number 1, He said, "There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." And He's talking about none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He's talking about that Davidical kingdom, and He's talking about it's going to be set up, and the king's ancestry here as it would be established. And we know that the greater son of David, King David, was none other than the king, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords, praise God, in our hearts this evening. You say, "Well, preacher, He hasn't been established as that yet. He hasn't come into His kingdom." I want to tell you tonight on the authority of God's Word that He is King of kings and Lord of lords tonight. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords in my heart, and He should be the King of kings and Lord of lords in your heart. He goes on in verse number 2, and He said, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Him, and the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord." So we see the Lord Jesus Christ, we see Him set up there, manifest in our sight. Now if you can look at Isaiah chapter 11 and verse number 10, He says this. He said, "In that day," He's talking about how the kingdom's going to be set up. He said, "In that day there shall be a root of Jesse," which we know that's Christ. Amen. "Who shall stand for an ensign of the people. And it shall be, shall the Greeks seek. And his rest shall be glorious." Amen. So He's promised us, book of Isaiah, chapter number 11. He's promised us a rest. He's promised us a king. He's promised us a rest giver. And here in Matthew, God brings that to the full, praise God. When Jesus stands up, and praise God, He said, "Hey, listen," He said, "Come unto me," praise God. He's offering that. He's offering Himself. He's fulfilling that promise that was made to you and I in Isaiah, praise God, chapter number 11. So we see, He says, "Come." Now that is the approach that we take. We have to come to Lord Jesus Christ. If you're going to ever get anything, if you're going to ever be held hoping to the Lord, we've got to come to the Lord. Amen. You have to come to the Lord. I've come to the Lord. We have to come to the Lord so we can get that help that He has to offer from, praise God. He ain't going to cast it off at us from afar. We got to come to Him to get that help, praise God, that encouragement, to get that rest that's promised to you and I. Amen. That rest that's there. So we see it here. We see this word "come." It speaks of that approach that we have, praise God. And it said for that word, praise God, we see it in our language and we cherish that word "come." Amen. It's a word that we look to because it speaks volumes to our soul. It's a word of invitation. Amen. It's a word of invitation. It's a word of invite. It's a word that woos. It's a word that calls us. Amen. I thank God that the Lord would say, "Come unto me, all you weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Who's going to give us rest? The Lord Himself. We find rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other. Amen. So we see that in these great words that we have in the Word of God, in this red writing, is the word "come unto me." The word come. The Lord's beckoning us. He's calling us. He's inviting us to come to Him. Now He said He goes to prepare a place for us. And He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So He's begging us. He's insinuating that He wants us to come to Him. He wants to come to us. He wants to come into us. He wants to take up His abode in us. He wants to help us, praise God. But He's begging, compelling us. He's inviting us to come to Him. Amen. We see it here in the Word of God. Not only do we see the Word come, which is that approach, praise God, the way that we come unto the Lord, but we also see in John chapter number 1, John chapter number 1, we see the word to become. Amen? John chapter number 1, to become. He said in verse number 11 in the book of John. Give you just a second to get there. John chapter number 1. He said, but the world said He was in the world, verse number 10, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Amen? Because He was that true light that shineth in the world, that every man that cometh into the world, that He was in the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. But look at verse number 11. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. Amen? He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. He was beckoning them to come to Him, and they wouldn't come to Him. They refused Him, and they rejected Him. Amen? He can't do nothing for us till we choose to choose Him. Amen? He's already chose us. He's already beckoned. He's already put out the call, praise God. He's already sent out the invitation. Amen. The Lord has sent out to every human. You say, well, preacher, you're going to be everybody. Don't you think it's kind of like those folks that believe the tulip theory, that they some that's just destined to be saved. They just some that's destined to be lost. No, I'm telling you, He put out the call to everyone. It's whosoever call, whosoever should come, praise God, can be saved. Amen. Whosoever will come to be saved. See, He came to His own received Him not. Look at verse number 12. He said, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on Him. Now, how do you become a son of God? You believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe on the name, you believe in the name, you believe the name. Praise God. Death, burial, and resurrection. He said, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, but of the will of nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen? So God compels us to come to Him. As He said, compels us to come to Him so that we might become the Son of God. So He says He offers to bring us into sonship. So we see God Almighty, through the Lord Jesus Christ, He came to us and made it possible that because He came to us that we can come to Him. Amen? If He hadn't have come to us, we couldn't have come to Him. But praise God, because He came to us, amen. Hey, He came into His own received Him not. That was to their shame and for our benefit. And if they had received Him, praise God, we might have never got Him. But God had a plan that whosoever would come unto Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So God had a plan, praise God, to get us in. Yeah, could it be that God knew that the Jews would reject the Messiah when He come? That they would reject the promise, that they'd reject that hope, they'd reject the very promise that God had made them, even over in Isaiah chapter 11. Amen. But I tell you before, they went in this earth, their eyes wide open, but yet they rejected Him. But praise God, it enabled us to become sons of God. Amen. We see our sonship, praise God, that we become sons of God. Amen. In other words, we become what we were not. What we were not. Praise God, we can become, amen, what we were not before. We weren't sons of God. We weren't children of God. But what we were not, we can be. We can be children of God. We can be sons of God. We are made to become children of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior, amen. So when we come to Him, believe in Him, trust in Him, praise God, we become sons of God. We become partakers with Him. In an heritage that far exceeds anything that we have in this world. Hey, so much of the time we cleave and we hold on to the little old things that we have in this world. And hey, it's good you do that because you have to today. Praise God. If not, somebody will snatch them out of your hand. But praise God, I'm glad that this is something we don't have to cleave on to and hold on to, praise, because God offers it to us and we just receive it with thanksgiving. God begins to bless us, praise God, and we become what we were not. We become children of God. Amen? So we come to Lord Jesus Christ, and because we come to Lord Jesus Christ, we become partakers with Him in that great inheritance. Amen? We're looking for a great big future one day when we'll all be with the Lord Jesus Christ where He is. And we'll be able to celebrate, praise God, the magnificence of His power. We'll be able to be glorified together with Him. Amen. And what He's done. When the Father celebrates, praise God, the bride and the bridegroom in that glorious day. Amen. So we come to Him, praise God, that are heavy. We're in heavy laden, and He offers us rest. He said that when we fall in that category, we become sons of God. Amen. We're ministered to by the Spirit. God's helping us. And that we weren't before, we can finally become. Amen. So we come and we become, and He said, then we overcome. Amen. In other words, we begin to have victory in Jesus. Amen. Isn't that the ultimate goal today, to have victory? Amen. And that victory is in Lord Jesus Christ. You know how we ought to value this word, overcome. Look at 1 John chapter number 4. 1 John chapter number 4. Amen. 1 John chapter number 4, verse number 2. He says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it is, that it should come. And even now already is in the world. Amen. You look all around us today, there's a spirit of Antichrist. Amen. Now they'll tell you it's okay to pray, it's okay to preach, it's okay, but don't mention the name of Jesus. Amen. You can pray government things, you can pray, but just don't mention the name of Jesus. Amen. If you don't mention the name of Jesus, you ain't praying. Amen. Praise the Lord. But listen to what he says, verse number 4. Since ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, what's happened is he calls little children. He said, hey, he said, ye are of God. Amen. He said, you're begotten of God. In other words, you've come to God. You've come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you've become part of of His heritage and have overcome those that we reject and deny the Lord Jesus Christ. We've overcome. Praise God. Hey, listen, I don't believe a word they've got to say because they're full of lies. Amen. He said those that reject the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that He came in this flesh. He said it's not of God. Praise God. I believe that He came. I believe He came. I believe He was born in Bethlehem, Euphrates, just like the Bible said He was. I believe He grew up, and I believe He died on the cross of Calvary. Praise God for my sins and yours. Amen. Praise God. He said, what are you saying? He said, I've overcome those, praise God, that would be Antichrist. Those that put Him down, deny Him, and reject Him, praise God. I'm glad I pray that I'm one of those little children. He said, and ye are of God, little children, and overcome them. We've overcome the Antichrist. We've overcome the anti-spirit. We've overcome the anti-power. We've overcome, praise God, through the power that worketh in us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have power. We've been empowered today. What a glorious word. You say, preacher, what does it mean? It means overcome. It means we have victory in Jesus. That's why that song is so precious today. Why we can sing it. Praise God. We've overcome. We have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. World can't do nothing about it. Praise His name. Because we have the victory. Praise God. We have a great need. Amen. We have a great need. We have a great need today for that overcoming grace of God. That grace to help us to overcome the obstacles that we face. That grace, praise God, that lifts us up higher than, praise the obstacles that's in our way, higher than the needs that we have, and puts us in a plateau where we just trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and He ministers to our heart. And when we're down and we're downtrodden, He speaks to our soul, praise God, the fiber of our being, and says, I said, carry on, young'un, it'll be all right. He said, because you have overcome the wicked one. We've overcome the flesh. We've overcome those desires of this old world, praise God, and we know who Jesus is. Amen. Bless His holy name. We have overcoming. Praise God. We see here the Lord just lays it out. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, maybe too often, as the Word says, we are overcomers. But it's too often, praise God, that we are overcome. Amen? Hello? Too often. Now listen how I said it. Too often we are overcome. And praise God, when we ought to be overcomers. Amen. We ought to be overcoming through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. So we're overcome instead of overcoming. Amen. Like we should be. So we see this tonight and how it plays out, and we see how God moves in and how He speaks to our heart and how He gives us guidance from the precious Word of truth and how He shows us in His Word just exactly how this thing's lined up. He said if we'll come to Him and put our faith and trust in Him, pray God, we'll become part of that sonship in that heritage of the Lord. Glory to God. Listen, I'm not looking for a whole lot in this whole world which I live, but I'm looking for an inheritance that's laid up over on the other side. I'm looking for some good things that God has for you and I when we get over in glory. Amen. We can just shout and praise God for and we lift Him up because He's been so good to us. Hey, listen, it don't matter that you don't have much here. Praise God, just think about what you got over there. Amen. Treasures laid up in heaven. Bible said, Peter said, they're guarded by God Almighty. Kept in store, praise God, for a glorious day of His appearance. Glorious day when we'll appear with Him. And boy, what a day that'll be. Amen. Well, we see to come to Him. We see to become part of it. We see to overcome by the power of His might. Amen. Those last two words are the first. Amen. With a different prefix than the last. Amen. We can't become and overcome until we come. Amen? I said we can't become and overcome until we come. Till we come to Lord Jesus Christ. Till we come to His bidding, praise God. Till we come to where He is. And He begins to help us, praise God. When we don't do it idly or just disrespectfully, but we come with every thought, every fiber in our being, that we come unto the Lord. And we ask Him to help us. Amen. Not only here in Matthew does the Lord tell us to come, but the Lord, He finishes out His book with the same call. In Revelation chapter 22, the Lord's speaking, amen, to the churches. He's speaking to me and you. And He sent verse 16 of Revelation chapter 22. He said, Jesus, I sent mine angels to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and the morning star. Amen. Was there ever any doubt? Was there ever any doubt of who He was? Was there ever any doubt of who He is? Amen. Is there ever any doubt of who He's going to be? He's the same yesterday and forever, praise God. He changes not. He said, and the Spirit and the bride say, now listen to this, he's talking about the true church. He said, it's calling and it's beckoning. He said, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. Amen. Said the spirits are saying, come. The church should be saying, come. They should be inviting, praise God. They should be invitating. They should be that wooing of God and God's people. That people would come in. Praise God. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, there it is. Let him take the water of life freely. The three greatest words, praise God, in the Word of God is come, become, and overcome. Praise God, we can't be the last two. We can't become and overcome till we come. He said, what we need to do is just wholeheartedly, church. We just need to wholeheartedly just come unto the Lord. Amen. He's beckoning us. He's calling. He's encouraging us. He's inviting us to come to Him and receive all the power, might, and strength that He has for you and me. Amen. If we'll just come to Him. He said, because when we come to Him, of our own free will. Amen. He said, then we become children of God. Partakers in the heritage of the Lord. He said, we become those that will overcome the obstacles that we face in this world. We overcome through the Lord Jesus Christ, but we have to come to Him. And he in Matthew 11, He's begging, He's asking, He's wooing, He's inviting. In Revelation 22, as He closes out the whole thing, He's still inviting us. Still inviting each and every one of us. He's still inviting whosoever will come. I think it throws a big old kink in those that say, well, some will be saved, some's destined to be saved, and some's predestined to die and go to hell. But that ain't what God says. God says, He said, I'm begging you to come. The Spirit's asking you to come. The church is asking you to come. God's asking you to come, praise God. Whosoever hears says, come. He said, will you come? Whosoever. He said, come and let him drink of the water of life freely. That water springs up into eternal life in Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. It leaves those three greatest words in the whole Bible. Come and become and overcome. Amen. Praise God. It lays it out for us. It's pretty distinct in His Word. Then He concludes His book with verse 20. He said, He which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. And even He says, even so come, Lord Jesus. Hey, Jesus says, hey, look, would you come? He said, pray. He said, listen. He said, I'm going to come one day. He said, when I come, say, I'm coming quickly. If I'm coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. And so He said, you better be ready. Those that's come, those that become, those that's overcome, praise God, they're going to know me. They're going to see me when I come. I mean, they're going to be prepared. They're going to be ready. They're going to be looking up. Because He said, they'll be taught in the Spirit. And said, when they see all the things going on, they'll look up and lift up their head. And He said, by the book of Luke, praise God, because a redemption draweth nigh. We need to be ready because the Lord's coming. Young as He's coming, it's not going to be long. Talking about the things that's happening around the world, they're having a drought over in Israel. This is supposed to be their rainy season, the winter season. When they get their early rains and they begin to soften up the ground so they can plant their crops. And they said Friday in places, Tel Aviv, it was 93 degrees. One place it was 98. Down at the Dead Sea, it was way up in the 90s. Way above 15, 20 degrees, way beyond anything that it's been in the past. Amen? What is it saying? It's the old sages are saying this is a preempt to the coming of the Messiah. Amen? The Bible would predict that Jesus is coming. Going to fulfill Revelation chapter 22. He comes quickly. So we better be ready. Better be expecting until He comes. Amen? He said, what do you do? He said, we get ready. So we come unto Him, we become part of Him, partakers with Him, praise God, in our salvation, and we become overcomers through Him. And you can't do that till you come to Him. That's why beckon us, and why He would invite us, send out an invitation for us to come. Come closer. Amen. Draw nigh. What else does He have to say to encourage us to get in? Amen. Praise the Lord. Get up. He said, just pull up to the table. I'll put it down where Baptists know. Amen. Pull up to the table, praise God. Dine with Him. Because He's begging us, praise God, to come. So that we can become, so that we can overcome all the obstacles we face in this world. Be partakers in everything with Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. It's time. It's time that God's people got in. Amen. Don't sit on the bench waiting for everybody else. Amen. Young and old alike, it's time to get in, be partakers with Christ. Praise God. To come to Him. Become partakers with Him in a sonship of the Lord Jesus. So we can be victorious, praise God. Overcome through Christ our Savior. Amen.